Frontline health workers are asking why there's no a priority list for who gets, why there is a priority list, I should say, for who gets protective gear like masks if there is no shortage. District health boards have put in a system where parts of the hospital are ranked for COVID-19 risk and safety gear given out accordingly. The Ministry of Health says there is no shortage of equipment. It's releasing 7 million masks to community health and disability workers over the coming weeks. Charlotte Cook reports.
Sally Agar owns an ultrasound clinic in Lower Hutt. She's not been able to get masks and says it's a struggle to find viral wipes and other basic equipment. She says frontline health workers are getting contradictory information from the government.
We're told we have no shortage of masks, that there's a company in Whanganui producing 80,000 masks a day, and yet when I make an application to the Capital Coast DHB for masks, I'm put on a priority system and I'm priority 3, which is apparently the same as midwives. That would suggest to me that if we have plenty of masks, there should be a no priority system.
She doesn't believe the officials who say there is plenty of personal protective equipment.
We definitely don't have enough masks, otherwise we wouldn't have a priority system. Every person who is basically deemed an essential business should have been given protective gear right from the go. We can shut a country down in 2 days, but we can't get masks and protective gear out to the people who are running essential businesses.
And she has this message for the Health Ministry.
I'm not sure what the point is in protective gear if we can't have all the protective gear that we need in a pandemic. We have a global pandemic and yet we're not actually required or allowed to wear the protective gear that's been designed to wear in a pandemic.
She's not the only one who is upset. A nurse working at an Auckland hospital says staff are not allowed to wear surgical masks on the wards.
Please, you know why? What is the big problem here? What is the big problem? If we deem under our nursing assessments that we've been trained to do, then and there, in that situation with that patient, that we think that we require PPE, why can we not use it?
She says some staff who have bought in their own supply of masks have been told not to wear them. Another Auckland nurse says she isn't deemed frontline enough to get protection.
We're trying to be reasonable and understand that there is a pandemic going on and that one has to be conserving what is available. But basically just a mask would be, you know, the baseline for me.
The nurse says staff are afraid and they don't feel safe. She says police officers and supermarket staff are better equipped than health workers in close contact with sick people who could be incubating the virus.
We are still frontline workers, even though we're in the ward, and I think we're still getting exposed to from 5 to 30 people, whatever, in a shift, and there's no way we can maintain the recommended 1 to 2 metre rule. We're doing jobs that include taking people to the toilet, giving IV medication, rolling them, setting them up in their bed and they're coughing. We're really interactive still.
She's warning of another Greymouth hospital situation where nurses were unnecessarily exposed to a patient with COVID-19 because they didn't have the right equipment. For Morning Report, Charlotte Cook.